This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
Hey, it's the B-Team Podcast on this 27th day of December. We thank you so much for tuning in to what is going to be a very different kind of week, as we're going to be reviewing our favorite moments from 2021 throughout the week, getting ready for a brand new season to start in 2022. Again, if you're just tuning in for the first time, the B-Team Podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the things that you get to hear, not only on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96, your home for BMO in the morning, but on Breezy 101, your home for The Breakfast Show with Breck Riley. Speaking of Brother Breck, always at my right. And as we start off our review with our favorite moments from 2021, for me, it's got to be about the family. Whether it's Mama Riley stopping by with her tasty treats, Brother Breck's sister and brother-in-law helping out, getting us out of tight spots when it comes to being snowed in, or my own family with regards to everything that's gone on with us throughout the year of 2021. As you may or may not remember, my wife Yvonne moved down from California in June after the graduation of our son Dylan, who was in high school and is now on his freshman year in college. It has just been nuts. I mean, you've got your choice of all kinds of topics, but today we're going to spotlight on some of our favorite moments from the Montgomerys with regards to my daughter calling in from the hospital when her water broke as my grandson Dalton was being born. You know, we could do an entire special on just my wife alone with regards to some of the things that she just does and says. Her kids Cheyenne and Dylan will be joining us as well. Plus, the 15-year-old, he who is Mason Lane, who is no stranger to the podcast, as he's filled in with us before. And we'll recap some of my favorite moments with him as well. This episode, though, is all about family. We thank you again for tuning in. You're like family to us in your own right. And as we begin this special, it would only make sense to start it with the birth of my grandson and my granddaughter, who insisted on calling me from the hospital in Las Vegas when her water broke. And that phone call was a pleasant surprise, to say the least.
Good morning.
You sound wonderful for a woman who's in labor.
Oh, thank you. It's my second time, so I got this.
You're even in radio voice. Wow, look at that.
Oh, I guess it comes naturally.
What are you doing?
Well, currently I am sitting in what's called the Queen's position. Beds in the hospital now can actually like go into a position where it's like you're on a throne. I don't mean like your kind of throne. I mean like my kind of throne.
I was going to say, yeah, I don't know if you want to be in that position. And for those of you just tuning in, tell them where you're at and tell them what you're doing.
Well, I am currently in the hospital in labor, giving birth to my second child. And yeah, it's awesome.
This is like a live remote broadcast.
Except I don't have to push all the buttons.
I get to push the buttons
here and be pretty.
Currently, we are 6 centimeters, 2.5 minutes apart, and still without pain meds.
Correct. And I'm about to start walking around soon.
All right, baby. I'll let you go, and I'll check in with you in a few.
Coming to you live from Mountain View Hospital in Las Vegas. This is China Nicole for Mississippi Superstar Country, Kicks 96.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
Her voice is golden.
She's the best. Woo!
Her phone performances are legendary.
It's the best.
She is Yvonne.
Sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
She writes about real things that happen to people every day.
If I want to take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business.
Little girls and women around the world inspired to be just like her.
I am a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle. Here is my spout.
I just love her style and how sweet she is.
She is Yvonne.
she's family oriented.
I love my parents dearly.
Her nights tend to get a little crazy.
Gotta hurry up because we're all meeting in the living room to do the rosary and I'm Catholic. I love Jesus.
She is kind. She is considerate. And she's caring.
Would you rather me say you have giant gorilla nipples?
She is Yvonne.
A loving girlfriend.
I love you, honey.
A mother who puts her children's needs before her own.
He's dead. He's not getting a car. He's not getting nothing.
And always has a kind word for everyone.
How do you eat other people's food?
She is Yvonne.
Where's my king-size Kit Kat?
Sunny and 66 today, sunny and 68 tomorrow. Your complete forecast is coming up. From the Kix 96 newsroom, I'm Chris Davis. Here's what's trending. In local news, Brian Montgomery's fiancée Yvonne arrives today. The parade has been canceled. However, everyone is to be on their best behavior, and no one is to mention any of the trouble that he's gotten into since he arrived. Trouble? Did I say trouble? Yvonne? He's been a saint since he's gotten here. I'm Chris Davis, and that's my story.
Apparently, my poor wife, on her very first day in Kosciuszko, has come across an alligator-like thing outside the house. I was told to call a professional who could come get rid of this thing. So leave it to me to turn to my friend, he who was Kenneth Georgia.
Hello?
KG.
Hey, what's up, man?
Dude, in times of distress, I always lean on you because not only are you the farmer's market director, the director of the local FFA chapter, but a Mississippi resident who has dealt with some of the greatest creatures known to Mississippi residents. And I want to set the scene. I get a profanity-laced phone call at 6:55. Screams of terror from my hysterical wife who moved here Sunday, and she says, you need to come home. There's an alligator-like thing outside the door. Come handle this or call somebody who knows how to. So I'm going to send you a picture of this alligator-like creature, and I want your recommendations as to how we can handle this, because she's not having a good day. This is what I get a phone call for. I'm sending him a photo now for those of you who can't see what's going on.
Come on, I can't wait to see this one.
That is terrifying, isn't it?
I haven't seen one like this before, ever. And maybe because I haven't been looking for it. Probably one reason.
In your expertise, would you call that a member of the gecko-like species?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Now apparently has been brutally killed.
That's why he looks that way.
I hope they don't bring her up on assault charges.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she went to town on it.
If you find yourself in a set of circumstances where you come face to face with a terrifying gecko,
don't call your wife. Don't call her.
A new feature we are proud to call Kosciuszko Questions with Yvonne. Of course, if you're just joining us for the first time, Yvonne is my wife who has recently moved here from California. It's a new area, and with new areas comes new questions to the woman who questions everything. And I know you can't see my face, but if you're married and have an inquisitive wife to begin with, and I say she asks questions about everything, you know exactly the face I'm making. We live off the square, and she's seen the red caboose, and for any local resident who drives in and out of the square of Kosciuszko, you know the little red caboose that I'm talking about. As only she can, she asks what we now call Kosciuszko Questions with Yvonne.
Was there a railroad that went through here?
Yes, there was. And they stopped it right here.
No, I mean, what? Obviously there was. Look, it's part of a railroad. So it went that way.
Yes, it went right over there.
Yeah, at one time, that was not there. Look, there's an antique plate right underneath there.
Yes.
Who put that there?
Probably the train people.
Now, for those of you who haven't been to the square in Kosciuszko, there is a red caboose that welcomes you to the square in Kosciuszko. And I know what it is. Most people would know why it's there and how it got there. But to answer your question, Yvonne, our local Kosciuszko historian, he who is, Brother Brack.
It's brought in there. The caboose was brought in by a businessman.
Uh-huh.
And he just wanted to put it there. And then he found it on a track in outside of Oxford.
Okay.
I think that's where it was. And brought it in and used a big crane to, like, bring it in and set it in. Apparently the city even, like, removed some of the utility wires so that they could put it in there. And they put, like, actual train tracks there because they wanted it to look like an actual thing rather than just, like, put it up on, like, a pedestal.
Right, because normal people would look at that and go, oh, wow, that's a display. Yeah. Yvonne thought that there was a train track.
It used to be a train.
That ran through the middle of Quadjillions.
An elevated train track, because if you go back, it's going, like, above the ground over there.
Yes, and goes through the, you know, police department headquarters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, there was never a train track that ran through the police headquarters in Quadjillions and all the other businesses that are right there on the square in Kosciuszko. And that is the answer to your Kosciuszko question. Let's give her a call and make sure she heard that. What line? Is it ringing? Okay.
Hi, you've reached Yvonne's cell phone. Currently, she can't come to the phone because she's outside burning all her husband's stuff. But be patient. She will call you back because her husband has a lot of crap.
I guess our next Kosciuszko question will be, is there a good divorce attorney? Joining me in the studio, as always, is Brother Breck and my honey bunny, who moved here on Sunday and is now working over at Premier Medical Group. Got to say hi to everybody over there. She heard you had a problem when it came to speaking Starbuckese. Tell her how you like to order coffee.
Black in that cup, because I don't know what they're called. I don't know if they're grande or venti or... I don't know what they're called.
I think the only grande he knows is Ariana. That's it.
My belly. Belly's kind of grande.
Now, she went to sip for the first time, and she was wondering if you could tell her what to get at sip.
Well, I mean, I just drink black coffee, so that's all I drink. So I get the Yakunokin. Yeah, exactly.
What?
Yeah, see, she doesn't know. Yeah. Seminole River.
Okay. Seminole River.
You can just say Big Black. That's another river, too.
Oh, okay.
That's like their top one. Yakunokin is like the medium roast.
I had never had drip coffee before.
Now, explain to her, if she wanted something like a white mocha at Starbucks, what would be the equivalent here? What would she ask for from the sip?
I don't know, a blondie? Is that a thing?
Yes, they actually had it on the menu.
A blondie. Wow. So you can go and get me a blonde anytime I want.
No blondies for you. I got one for him, not you.
Now I'm stuck with the old brown-headed Portuguese. Is it red? I never know what color.
Who knows what color my hair is? I don't even know anymore.
I don't have those problems.
No, you don't.
A local housewife who's really stuck on laundry gets taken for a spin. In the B-Team Podcast News and Weather Center, I'm Chris Davis with a special report. A Kosciuszko woman who doesn't want to be identified, and I can't say I blame her. After all, being married to a local morning show host, Brian Montgomery, is a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. Found herself stuck in the washing machine. We take you now to our film crew who captured her hair-raising rescue on camera.
What's wrong with you?
My hair is stuck.
Stuck where?
In this thing.
Hold this.
Help me?
Mason, come here.
Oh, my.
I want this recorded just in case there's any type of injury or lawsuit. As you can clearly see, we have a Portuguese woman with her head stuck in the washing machine. Put your head down and bring your big ass head out. The moral of this story is don't put your big ass head in a small ass hole.
Look, detergent goes here, softener goes here.
And you're just learning that?
Yes.
That's if you use liquid, but we don't use liquid, do we? She's going to do it again. And I'm going to help her.
If you see BMO smiling, yeah, he's probably thinking of doing something bad. If he's laughing, he probably already has. BMO in the morning, weekdays on Mississippi's Superstar Country. Kix 96.
What position did Dylan play in high school?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
come on. What position does your son play?
He played a majority of different positions.
He played two. What positions did your son play?
Tight end.
No.
He did play tight end. We could call him right now and ask him.
Okay.
He played tight end. He played both defense and offense. Tight end. I don't know. I looked for his number and his skinny legs.
Hello?
Hey, what's happening? Yeah.
Nothing much.
We're talking about truly terrifying things for Halloween, and we were talking about your mom in the stands during a football game. I asked your mom, what position did your son play in high school?
Hi, baby.
Yeah, don't hi, baby him nothing.
I said, you played some offense and defense. Uh-huh. You played tight end. Right?
I was in youth, mother.
Okay. Well, I said I looked for your number and your skinny legs.
Okay.
My legs aren't even skinny.
Dylan played wide receiver and cornerback. He wore number, was it 14?
14.
Sophomore year. And then you changed your number when you went up to varsity.
Yeah, because the senior took my number.
Right. Now, I want you to explain to the listeners how terrifying it is to have your mother at a football game watching you play.
I mean, it's not terrifying. It's very embarrassing.
Give them a small example of what she's like.
Oh, you can do that one. You've heard enough of her.
No, I want to hear what you think I sound like.
You already know what you sound like. You just scream.
At nobody. That's the best part.
Yeah.
That's the best part. She screams at nobody. Go kick his ass. Go kick his ass. Get him, son. And I'm like, you realize he's standing on the sideline.
Yeah, like I'm not even out on the field. She's just yelling at me to go do something. Like I just went out to the field in like the middle of the field during a play and just go hit someone.
Yeah. Look, I know it's halftime. Go hit a cheerleader, please. Something. But I wanted you to know that, you know, forget playing wide receiver and corner. You played tight end, according to your mom.
He did.
Yeah, I didn't use.
Okay.
What is terrifying to you? Because that's the topic of his podcast today.
Truly terrifying things. I was imagining, you know, eating your mother's Kit Kat bar.
My king size Kit Kat bar.
That's not my fault. Your name wasn't on it.
What scares you?
Besides your mom.
Everything.
No, seriously, like what scares
you? No, I don't like jump scares, like simple.
Okay.
How about how many times your mom's going to ask you if you're going to homecoming, prom, or any type of dance during the school year when you were in high school?
That's an absurd amount.
Okay, we're not talking about Bash Mom.
She came back.
Uh-huh.
The first thing she asked me was, so how's your love life gone? And before she even came, I told her, don't even ask me about it. And that was the first thing she told me when she entered the car.
So basically, there's nothing in the world more terrifying than having to deal with you, Mom.
Pretty much.
That's not nice. Love you.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Later, dude.
Bye.
So there it is. See, you are just truly terrifying.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? We're talking.
Good, how are you?
Well, that depends on who you ask. But we're talking about truly terrifying things, not motion pictures, not ghosts, not goblins, but, you know, normal.
Can we introduce who we're speaking to? My beautiful, beautiful, intelligent, smart daughter, Cheyenne.
Yep.
So we're talking about truly terrifying things, and we were talking to Dylan, and was there anything scarier than having mom at football games? And he said, absolutely not. But what is scary to you?
I don't have scary. I have annoying.
Oh, see? See? Okay, this is good. Tell us the terrifying side of mom.
I'm listening, by the way.
I know.
What's annoying about me?
You making frozen lasagna every night for dinner.
No, here's the question. How many times does she burn them?
Every time.
Okay, nothing scares you though, honestly, like ghosts, the dark, nothing like that?
No.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say she's your
daughter.
You
had me watch scary movies when I was like 10 years old.
That's right, I trained you.
I think the scariest thing about everyday life would be knowing that she's going to cook when she cooks, because she doesn't cook here, I do. And knowing that I was going to get 30 questions when all you had to do was ask me 3. And we were talking about that because, you know, you're going out with Bryce. Where are you going? What time are you going to be back? That's pretty much it. Where are you going? What are you wearing? What's he wearing? Where are you going to eat? Why are you eating that? Why not go here? What time will you be back? Is it me or does she ask that same question like 10 times?
No, she does.
Yes. See, Mom? Terrifying. Okay.
Okay. Okay. My daughter has a life and she's got things to do.
Yes, she does. Now, see how she's getting us off the phone. Are you guys doing anything for Halloween with the sorority or no?
No.
Oh, really?
Is it
because of COVID?
No, it's just no one's really doing anything. Oh. I don't know, because it's on a Sunday.
That's true.
Because you're getting older, and that's what happens when you get older, honey. You have no fun anymore.
I just turned 20. I think I still have plenty of time.
I hope so.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll let you go because I know you got to take a test.
Okay. Thank
Bye,
you.
Sweetie.
Love you.
Bye.
We've talked to Dylan. We've talked to Cheyenne. The queen.
F Scream.
There's only one. Of course, you cannot have a B-Team Podcast Halloween special without she who is number one, a.k.a. Miss China Nicole. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Of course, we're having our Halloween special with the B-Team Podcast, and we were talking about some of the things that truly are terrifying. And I'm thinking, other than when Bella's hungry and cranky or needs a nap, there's nothing scarier than celebrating or experiencing hotel fear in the asylum.
Oh, yes. We're top 13 in the U.S., and if you're ever out in the city of sin, come and visit us. We're at the Meadows Mall.
Yes. Now, I understand that this is a mecca for celebrity sightings.
We've had a plethora of people come through. We've had directors from Lionsgate come through promoting Saw 5 back when that first came out. We've had Ja Rule and his whole entire family come out, and they were very, very sweet.
A couple of weeks ago, you had somebody that came in. You sent me a picture of him.
Oh, yes. Matthew Gray Gubler, or he played Dr. Spencer Reed on Criminal Minds. He's very nice. Very, very nice. Down to earth. I yelled at him, and I felt horrible for it, but it was amazing.
Now, we're talking about things that scare you.
I don't think anything scares her.
Bella, when she's hungry or in a mood. What scares you?
Oh, gosh. Water moccasins, but I don't live in Florida anymore, so I say we're good.
Water Mexicans.
Don't move here.
Oh, yeah. Nope. I'm staying out in the dry, dry desert. Yes. No water.
So, what are your favorite scary movies?
Well, actually, I was just watching Michael Myers. You can't go wrong with the Halloween movies.
No, with you and your husband.
Halloween movies are absolutely amazing.
Yes, with you and your husband, it's Michael Myers and Freddy Krueger.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I was wondering if you could explain to people, because we've got some audio from, you know, Hotel Fear and the Asylum with some of the press covers that you've got out there. And of course, the Kill the Chill campaign. Now, explain to people what Kill the Chill was for.
So Kill the Chill is for children and youth who are homeless and they do not have coats. So during the winter season, it gets cold, even though we're in a desert, it gets
very cold.
Very, very cold. We've had snow on a few occasions, so we worked with Project 150, and we actually got, oh gosh, I think we were at 296 coats that were donated.
Wow.
One of the big attractions for Hotel Fear and the Asylum, depending on which one she's working in, is a very good friend of yours by the name of Dolly.
Dolly.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that that character has been something you've been developing, God, for over a decade now.
Yes.
Do you ever surprise yourself at what happens with the reaction that people have to Dolly?
Yes, I do, actually. This year, I actually got someone to defecate, I guess you could say, for radio purposes.
Oh, my gosh.
You made someone shit themselves, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
you know, a natural reaction when someone gets scared, they either try to punch. We have a lot of pissers. That's very common. It's on daily.
I've worked there at your attraction, and I don't have the talent that you or some of the actors do. But if I actually saw somebody pee their pants or shit themselves, I'd probably die laughing. Like, you guys are probably like, yes, I did it.
Your little brother just goes on and on about that. That's the goal for everyone who comes through.
Yes, we actually keep a score for all that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that board. Pukers.
When we call them pitchers, pukers, and shitters. And then now we also have panic attacks and seizures.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like fainting goat syndrome, right. Except in humans. It's bad.
Now, the love for this is something you've always had, but
yes.
You had the opportunity to be involved with AMC's Fear the Walking Dead when they opened the attraction down on Fremont Street. Tell everybody about that and what that was like.
So, being a huge fan of the Walking Dead franchise, I watched all the specials with, you know, Walker School and things like that. So I was super ecstatic about it. And then it was the day of going to walker school. And we did 2 hours of learning how to walk like a zombie.
Now, how do you do that? You know, can you explain how they teach you how to walk like a zombie?
So the one thing that they told us not to do is do not tiptoe. That is the number one. They would call us like little dancers. They don't like people to tiptoe. I guess the best way I can describe walking like a walker in Fear the Walking Dead or the Walking Dead franchise
is like your dad when he gets up in the morning.
Oh, man. That's like raw talent right there. You'd be spot on. You'd ace it within like the first 5 minutes. But no, just having all your muscles feel extremely heavy, but all one swift motion.
All right, my love.
Give kids hugs and kisses.
I will. Thank you, guys. Have a happy and safe Halloween.
You too. Right, love baby. You, sweetie.
Bye.
Final segment of the B-Team podcast. Again, we thank you so much for tuning in today as it's a recap of 2021 and a rebroadcast of some of the things that you get to hear on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96, your home for BMO in the morning, and on Breezy 101, your home for the Breakfast Show with Breck Riley. You know a lot of kids covering high school sports. You ever met anybody like Mason? The boy is just different. Does he ever surprise you with some of the stuff that comes out of that kid's mouth? Because he's pretty quick. One of my favorite moments was when you had the mayor in your studio on his birthday, and you told him the mayor was going to turn May 19th into Mason Day in Kosciuszko. And he asked you, are you being serious?
BMO in the morning.
Actually, it's Mason in the morning.
It's like stopping to think and forgetting to start again.
Well, last time on Mason in the morning, it was somebody's birthday.
Still is.
And with that being said, the birthday boy decided he'd share with everyone how his day had been until he decided to get on the air.
I saw this really cute looking kid on a billboard.
You know who to thank for that, right?
And who was that?
Two people. One would be Taylor for choosing the photo, and then the other one would be Mrs. Boswell Townsend.
Well, thank you both. Taylor, not so much, but I would like to thank everybody who did call me and wish me a happy birthday.
I'd like to wish my grandson, Mason Lane, a happy birthday.
Aw, thank you, Nana. I love you.
We just wanted to call and wish you a very happy, blessed, and loved birthday.
Happy birthday.
No, it's not my birthday. It's my birthday.
And then the real celebrities came out of the woodwork to wish Mason a happy birthday, like this guy.
Happy birthday, Mason.
Thank you, Brad. And was that the mayor of Kosciuszko I saw in here this morning?
Yeah, he was on my show. He comes in all the time. And today he was proclaiming it Mason Lane Day.
Really?
No.
BMO in the morning. Weekday mornings on Mississippi Superstar Country. Kicks 96.
He's out of school one day and he's taking my job. See, this is what happens when, you know, your son goes places and they recognize him from the radio. And the next thing you know, he's taking over my job.
Your days are outnumbered.
He was at off the square in downtown Kosciuszko getting his haircut, and the stylist, I believe her name is Taylor, was just going on and on and on about how she heard you on your birthday. Yeah. You'll be signing autographs later and kissing babies, I'm sure.
If I can work it in my schedule, sure.
Anyway, stick around. Coming up in 30 minutes, all the wonderful things that this child has done to embarrass me. All that's coming up this morning right here on Mississippi Superstar Country.
Kicks 96.
For those of you just tuning in, the 15-year-old is out of school and taking my life over.
Yes, it's mine now.
So, big sophomore when school returns. Band camp coming up soon, which is going to be a first for you because you've never had band camp before. But I'm looking forward to the stories, you know, because there was this one time at band camp.
Yeah, there was this one time at band camp.
We got to say hi to Miss Courtney. Hi, Miss Courtney. Please. Hurry up and have band camp so you can take this child from me.
You don't look so good. Are you okay?
My ear is bothering me today, but I know better than to say I don't feel good around you because you'll try to hook me up with someone. But unfortunately, you can't do that because I've already got someone.
Thanks to me.
Yeah. So, to bring you up to speed, he was 7. And you have to understand, Mason was born in radio. Literally. I mean, his mother's water broke at the radio station. He's been doing commercials since he was 3. He's just been a radio kid. So we were on our way to the station, and he goes, I worry about you because you're getting older, and I'm not always going to be around to take care of you, and you should probably get a girlfriend or a wife. And then he proceeded to ask me how, you know, you found one. So I said, well, Mason, you see somebody that you like, and you like, ask him to go out. He says, to do what? I said, to go have coffee. He goes, and then what happens? I said, well, then you go have dinner. And then what happens? You go to dinner and a movie. Well, how long does this happen? I said, Mason, you know, you go into it with the best of intentions. It's not like you look at somebody and go, oh, look, there's 6 months, three hours, and there's the rest of my life. You know, it's a hit and miss kind of thing. So, you know, and he goes, well, once you've been married to this person for a long time, or once you've been going out with this person for a long time, then you get married. And I said, now you're just getting ahead of yourself. And he goes, well, how long do you have to date somebody before you get married? I said, well, there are people who date for years and never get married. He goes, but when you're ready to spend the rest of your life with somebody, that's when you should get married, right? I said, yeah, that's probably the best answer I've ever heard. So he goes, when you get married, is it, you know, is it difficult? So I explained to him within a seven-year-old mindset of, you know, things you do. You meet her parents, you meet your parents. If she has kids, you meet the kids. She meets yours. If you have kids, are you going to live at her place? Are you going to live at your place? Are you going to buy a new one? So I go through this for like a 20-minute conversation, and he's just looking at me, and he said, you're right. That sounds like too much work. Why don't you just take applications? And we were helping his sister fill out an application. They were asking all these questions, so I'm assuming that's where it came from, right?
Yeah.
So I had gone to work because we were on our way to work. I went into the studio, and I'm, you know, going to the bathroom. And again, he was born there, so I mean, he pretty much knew everything.
Yeah.
You know, how to make commercials in the prod room and all sorts of stuff. So I went to the bathroom, and I came back, and you want to tell him what happened? Or should I just play it?
You should just play it.
I've got 20 seconds before I go live on the air, and I'm trying to get into my studio, and I couldn't because someone locked it.
Who could that be?
I guess we'll find out. But what you are about to hear isn't scripted.
No.
I did not tell you what to say.
Nope.
The only thing that happened was, is as a joke, somebody put music underneath it because they thought it'd be funny. But this is what he did to me live on the radio. Listen to this.
Are you a lonely woman? Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Are you tired of the meat markets and empty promises? Well, my name is Mason Lane, and I'm here to help. Love or something like it can be yours if you can answer yes to the following questions. Do you like cute little boy named Mason? Do you like to play video games? Do you have a job? If you answered yes to these questions and don't mind a bald-headed man, you could go out with my daddy. Other questions include, do you like cats, dogs, and fluffy unicorns? Send me an email to get my old man out of my house at yahoo.com. Please, somebody take this old man seriously. This is Mason Lane, and if you're tired of looking for love, just lower your standards and take my daddy out. Please.
Mason, what are you doing in there?
I can't deal with it much longer.
Boy, open this door.
Please, hurry.
What are you doing?
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at Kix96News.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at BTeamPodcastMS@gmail.com.